This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Especially forward to, because joining us right now is the Padres left-handed pitching prospect, ranked number 3 in all of baseball by Keith Law this week. We'll ask about these rankings in a second, but first, welcome to Mackenzie Gore. Yep. On to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Mackenzie, it's great to have you.
Yep, thanks for having me.
First of all, happy birthday. Just turned 21.
21. Look at you. Look at you. Big night out in Phoenix or Scottsdale for your 21st?
Not too big. Early wake-up call the next morning, so try to stay out of some trouble. But
what time does Jace Tingler have you guys getting here every day?
So I had to be here at 7 yesterday morning, so I had some video at 7.
That is, yeah. Listen, I mean, that's how you do it, right? This is the job. This is your first job, essentially, as it were, a Major League Baseball player.
Hopefully
the only one for a long time. How was your off season, Mackenzie? Obviously, you know, you're no stranger to hype and people talking about you a lot. How did you deal with that in the off season? And what did you do?
Off season was great. I was able to kind of disappear for a little while, going on the other side of the country. I put on some weight, and, I just got ready to go. It's an important year ahead of me, and I just wanted to be ready.
Obviously, it's better to be a highly ranked prospect than not, but at the same time, is it difficult in a way because you can't really go out and prove yourself? You have to go through the same process everyone else does, build your way up to the big leagues, yet you've got this expectations kind of hanging over you this whole time for so many years. How do you handle that?
You can't try, to live up to other people's expectations. I have very high expectations for myself, and so I just try to live up to that. And I don't try to make other people happy, just kind of do my thing and try to get where I think I need to be, and that helps a lot. And just try not to get caught up in all the, the noise you hear. It's tough because it's right in front of your face.
Yeah.
But, just do what I think's best and not worry about whatever people say.
We're talking to Mackenzie Gore here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, yeah, I mean, there's got to be, pressure for any player trying to make a team. The Padres are being, I guess you could say careful with you. I mean, there's really no reason to rush you. How do you feel? Do you think you could pitch at the big league level soon?
Of course I'm going to say that, yeah. I think I can. But there's a lot of work. I got a long way to go, especially just, next however long spring is. So I feel great. Body feels great. But there's definitely a lot of work that has to be done.
And who's been anybody in there taking you under their wing and kind of showed you the ropes a little bit and told you what their experience was like coming up?
All the guys have been great, really. They've all been here, where I'm at before. And just everybody, they've welcomed me, and I feel comfortable. And it makes it where I just – I'm not trying to say a whole lot and try to step on anybody's toes, but I'm able to, be comfortable and get my work in, and, the whole clubhouse has been great.
What is a big league camp like versus being on the minor league side as you were for the first few years?
You go get your work done. That's the biggest thing. There's not a lot of sitting around. You get your work done and do what you need to do.
That's a pretty funny story. Again, it's Mackenzie Gore joining us, that Manny Machado came over and said, that's our number one prospect over there. Came over and introduced himself to you. Seeing guys like that, being around guys like that, got to be pretty fun for a guy, your age and with all the expectations on you. Have those guys like Manny sat down and told you, hey, this is what you can expect. This is what you need to do.
I've been around those guys. There really isn't a lot being said right now.
Everybody's working.
Everybody's working, and there's not a whole lot of time to sit down and talk. And if I get out of line, that's when they'll come in and say something.
What does Mackenzie Gore getting out of line look like?
I'm trying to stay, so I'm trying to not find out what that is. So
that's a good answer.
You don't
right there.
Look like a troublemaker.
He doesn't
right?
look like a troublemaker.
This guy over here to my right looks like a troublemaker. Yeah. You don't really look like a troublemaker. Did you always know baseball was your sport, or did you figure that out later, you know, try some other sports?
I was kind of a I didn't love baseball when I was like 6 years old. I think I started playing when I was like 8 or 9. I was not very good at that point, but I kind of just fell in love with working hard and living in the cages for 3-4 hours a day after school, and I just kept making strides. And by the time I was older, it was, you know, I was a good player, and I was smaller when I was younger, so but I just fell in love with kind of the process, and it was pretty cool. But baseball has always been my sport since I was, you know, 11, 12 years old.
Now, were you always a natural lefty growing
yep.
up?
So always yeah,
you
lefty.
Didn't, yeah. didn't have to force yourself.
I didn't have to tie a hand around my back.
Well, he just said he liked to live in the cages, meaning you like to hit.
So yeah. someone made you be a pitcher.
And now you're a pitcher.
Kids left-handed. We need you to pitch at some point.
Yeah. a lot of bullpens growing up, you know, just because I was left-handed. So, and it helped a lot. But I also like to swing it, you know, back in the day.
How about now?
I still like to
still
you know,
get
yeah, I still like to swing it.
They don't let you do it a ton in the minor leagues.
But we gotta be able to do it.
Yeah,
it's really important. So it's something that you know we take pretty serious, and being able to handle the bat, it's huge. When a you know pitcher can handle the bat and do what he needs to do, it makes a huge difference in the game.
Talking to Mackenzie Gore on Ben and Woods this morning, and your personal goals for 2020, Petco Park in there.
Absolutely. But you know the kind of. The way I've been going about things the last year or so is take it day by day and try not to look ahead. Yes, there's some big goals in the long run, but, you know, I have daily goals and I got to do what I need to do today and then we'll worry about tomorrow. So that's the way I'm going to keep going about things. And it's been working, you know, the last year and a half. And it just makes it, you know, kind of, you know, be where my feet are kind of thing. And because when you start looking ahead, there's so many different things that can go, you know, am I going to do this? Where am I going to be? It's tough.
Focusing
you know?
On the task. Now, Ben, that's the thinking of a 21-year-old man as opposed to a 20-year-old.
That's right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What maturity is evident.
What
now.
A difference a couple of days makes for our young
okay,
stud
speaking
here.
Of today and tomorrow, then, we haven't seen you in a Cactus League game yet. We've heard that's coming in a little while. What has Jace Tingler, the coaching staff, kind of told you about how your spring is going to progress, the build up there?
I think a game's coming. I do not know, you know, exactly when, but I know I still have some, you know, I think it's this week and then maybe next week, I'm not sure. But hopefully soon I'm ready.
Yeah, you look ready. He's ready. He's ready to get back in there and start facing live batters.
Obviously one of your young teammates, Luis Patino, is getting a lot of the hype as well on those lists. I think he was number 12.
Yep.
Just behind you on Keith Law's list. We were watching him throw a bullpen the other day. Do you kind of trade notes with him, another young guy coming up?
We talk a lot. I mean, we have a great relationship. But I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen him much this spring. You know, we're on different schedules. But we talk and we make sure we're doing what we need to do.
The freaking look at two-headed monster, man, of the future right here. It's look, you got Padres fans really, really excited and everybody pulling for you. And I know I like your mentality of, you know, it is a cliche of one day at a time for sure. But we all, you know, we all expect big things of you, and I know you expect big things of yourself.
Before you go, I remember a few days ago I was watching the video. You went up against a live BP session against Manny, didn't you?
Yeah.
And the count went full.
It did.
And it was the last pitch, and there was some debate over
ball or strike.
What happened on that last pitch?
I mean, of course I'm going to say it was a strike.
Strike.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Manny might have a different answer.
Yeah.
It was close. It was right on the edge, right on the black there on the corner.
It was fun. just seeing those guys. It was a fun live BP because usually a live BP, it's hard to get ready for those things. But, you know, there was some good hitters. And
yeah.
I wasn't going to, you know, I didn't want to get beat around, you know, in a live VP. So, but it was fun. You know, we competed and that's what makes teams great when you have to compete and practice and, you know, we push each other and that's what's going to bring us to the next level.
Last one for me, Mackenzie, we'll let you get back to it. A couple of years ago, we had you on our very first show. We were a pretty new show at that time. And you talked about Fernando Tatis. You said Tatis is a stud and he has proven to be a stud. Anybody else? I mean, we all hear the names. We hear Patino and people. Who may be somebody you've played with that's under the radar that you love their game, whether it's a pitcher or a position player?
Oh, Gabe Arias for sure. I mean,
we saw him yesterday.
Oh, fun watching him yesterday. Man,
he's got a
smooth
cannon.
What an arm!
He hits over 300 with 17 home runs last year. So, yep. But I mean, I played with him for 2 years, and last year he was a really, really good player, and he looks great this spring.
Yeah.
Honestly, like I told people, that was one of my favorite players to watch. Just throw around the infield. He's got a great arm, and then when he gets up, he can do damage.
That's good intel for us, Benny. That's really good
plus,
intel.
Plus, he's just 19, so McKenzie can call him young.
Yeah, young buck. Yeah.
Young man.
Show you the way.
Yeah. Well, McKenzie, we really appreciate you stopping by. Good luck as spring training continues, and we'll be, as everyone is, watching it closely. I know you're kind of cursed and a blessing at the same time.
Appreciate it.
McKenzie Gore with us here, SDCU Fan Hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or visit SDCCU.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.